Prayer. Me and my teenage boys had a big discussion this morning. About how to replace bad habits with good habits and how to handle the challenges of life in this world of today, especially in the face of a media, an online media that we tend to spend considerable time with, and which is by its very design made to be addictive. And we were talking about, well, mainly me, the importance of developing good habits by living a regulated life. Eating and sleeping and so on. So it's much about, of course, too, about finding a balance that works. Balance between work and rest and this and that. Sleeping not too little, not too much, eating not too little, not too much. And And then life becomes peaceful. Your mind becomes content. You become healthy. And everything works out better. And by developing such habits, life becomes sustainable. So I realized that this is part of a sattvic life, a balanced life, that you can uphold and that works. And then I thought that, of course, much of that I learned when I came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement. It was taught to us by Srila Prabhupada. How to get up early, meditate in the morning, eat breakfast at regular times, what to eat, what not to eat, even the four regulative principles are largely about that. And of course also about balanced and sustainable life together socially on this planet. But that's what it's about, to help us make our lives working out well. And again, the word I came back to was balance. Balancing all the little factors that make up our lives, our daily lives. So that's one thing that Prabhupada gave us. Because of course he wished us all well, wanted to help us to have a good, healthy, happy life. And then be Krishna conscious and being able to do a nice service to Krishna. Which is of course easier when your life is not chaotic or you're sick or whatever. Now, when we unregulated, uncultured Western kids were confronted with all this when joining the Krishna Conscious Movement, we found ourselves there with a pile of rules and regulations and do's and don'ts that you had to follow in order to be a good devotee. Often we didn't really know why certain things had to be followed, but we did, because Prabhupada said so. Other things were of course obvious. But when you don't really know what something is for, you do it out of duty or so. As a rule, one just has to follow. Then, well, it tends to become just that. Look here, there's a bunch of things we have to do here every day, and not that, and this we have to, and Prabhupada said, and it keeps stacking up. Because Prabhupada said so many things. And the more of those things that we can fit into our daily lives, the better, the more advancement we will make. More, more, more. I remember once attending a lecture by an Ayurvedic doctor in an ISKCON temple, and when it was time for questions, he was bombarded with such questions. We have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do this, we have to do that, and how to do this perfectly, and so on. And then he just shook his head after a while, saying, "You Westerners, you're funny. Even when trying to be sattvic, you do it in a rajasic way." I thought it was funny, and kind of hit the spot. Because there's a difference between getting such things through your culture, from mom and dad and life and the society around you, that you got more in India, maybe still. And to just get them as a whole stack of decrees and rules and things one just should do, and you don't know why. Because then if you think that each one of those things is just a little piece of purity you need to add in order to be pure and moral and pakka and all that, and you just keep piling up those, trying to squeeze in as many of those you can during your day, then you may become overburdened. Your life becomes strained. You can't relax because you don't have time to. You have to. And this takes you out of balance. It puts you in a state of stress, permanent maybe. Maybe you get too little sleep. And so on. And then you get sick. and you don't know why, and you're unhappy, you don't know why. Well, it's a little like people sometimes today declare some kind of food stuff a superfood. They realize some vegetable or spice or whatever is very healthy, so they eat lots of that. But they don't know that the first thing with eating well should be a good balance between different kinds of foodstuffs. To achieve that, you may even have to change your diet now and then. It's an awareness. And so is life in general. And all that Prabhupada taught us by his own example, it's about that. And we have to understand the actual purpose of it. And apply it. Apply all those advices and teachings he gave to our lives in ways that make sense. Not just blindly and mechanically and as if it was just some things we have to do in order to be pious, in order to be good, to get plus points in the holy book up there somewhere. That is taken care of by our Krishna consciousness. That's spiritual thing. But then there is the thing about our daily lives here on earth with these bodies and these societies we live in and our jobs and our schools and our schedules, our eating and sleeping and dressing and exercising and so on. Those may differ between us depending on who we are and where we live. Our psychophysical constitution. What may be normal and good and beneficial and working well for an Indian in India may not at all work well for a Swedish person up in the north. what may have worked well for someone back in the 19th or 15th century may not work well for a person in the 21st century. Now, me and as a father of two teenage boys, we're struggling to find a balance between school, the home, their hobbies, and all of that. I could have just piled up a 100 additional rules and Prabhupada saids and all that on them. Saying purity is the force, and then watch them. Go totally neurotic. Or watch them rebel and reject everything. Plunging themselves out into the wilderness of our Raja and Tama society out there. So yeah, it takes a bit maturity and effort to understand the deeper purpose of everything you're taught to do, how to apply it wisely in your life. Yeah.